Chapter 7, Consolidate Gains. Chapter 7 discusses how the Army assists the combatant command in actions to consolidate gains within a JOA and across an AOR, and contains a number of vignettes on how the Theater Army has historically managed the consolidation of gains in theater. Plan and coordinate for consolidation of gains in support of joint operations. Activities to consolidate gains make enduring any temporary operational success and set the conditions for a stable environment, allowing for a transition of control to legitimate authorities. Commanders continuously consider activities necessary to consolidate gains and achieve the end state. Operations to consolidate gains occur in designated portions of an AO, where the crisis or LISCO is passing or is no longer occurring. Activities that assist in consolidating gains are security and stability tasks, to include security assistance, and will likely involve combat operations against bypassed enemy forces and remnants of defeated units. Operations to consolidate gains require the dynamic execution of decisive action based on the desired operational end state that supports the strategic objective of the campaign. In more limited contingencies than LISCO, consolidation of gains for Theater Army could involve improving or establishing new systems to ensure a more streamlined response for future disaster relief operations, establishing new headquarters to oversee expanded counterterrorism or counter-drug operations, or possibly improving communications with partners after FHA or theater security cooperation. The Theater Army continuously plans, coordinates, and assesses for the consolidation of gains across an AOR. The Theater Army accomplishes this through the execution of Title 10 and executive agent activities that shape the theater and engage other regional actors in promoting long-term stability while deterring aggression. The Theater Army provides estimates for consolidating gains requirements in support of OPLAN development. Upon request from the GCC or the activation of the TIPFID, the Theater Army provides the combatant commander with forces and capabilities specifically tailored to focus on area security and stability. This requires planning and coordination for refined logistic estimates, security cooperation plans, engineer units capable of infrastructure development, civil military requirements, communications shortcomings, and other critical capabilities. Consolidation of gains during competition. The Army's strategic role of consolidate gains sets conditions for enduring political and strategic outcomes to military operations. Activities to consolidate gains are an integral part of winning across the competition continuum and range of military operations. The majority of activities to consolidate gains undertaken by a theater army are conducted during competition and are largely contained within the theater army functions of setting and maintaining the theater and security cooperation. Additionally, the theater army provides a unique element for theater continuity that can maintain momentum for building and maintaining positive relationships with allies and partners in theater. To consolidate gains, Army forces often play a supporting role by reinforcing and integrating the efforts of multiple partners. This enables the joint force to seize an early initiative against competitors, thereby gaining operational and/or strategic time and flexibility. For example, Army units provide military support to governance, rule of law, and law enforcement. Expanded leader and soldier competencies allow Army forces to consolidate gains in complex environments. Examples include support to law enforcement and financial actions for intelligence analysts, advanced situational awareness for combat arms, investigative skills for military police, reconstruction skills for engineers, and rule of law advising for staff judge advocates. Conventional and special operations forces work together to understand, influence, or compel human behaviors and perceptions. Army commanders understand cognitive, informational, social, cultural, political, and physical influences affecting human behavior and the mission. Leaders exert influence on key individuals, organizations, and institutions through cooperative and persuasive means. For example, when mission accomplishment requires strengthening partner institutions, Army forces exert influence to convince those partners that undertaking necessary reforms and strengthening critical institutions are in their interest. Emphasis on early and effective consolidation activities as a fundamental part of campaign design enables success and achieves lasting favorable outcomes in the shortest time span. As the GCC contributes to operations in competition, such as FHA, FDR, or DISCA. Consolidation of gains for a theater army is often a matter of building and sustaining relationships with habitual partners, such as non-governmental organizations, federal agencies, allies, partner nations, and others. Best practices should be identified and consolidated as part of enduring documents, such as standard operating procedures or battle drills for the theater army. Regular contact should be made by theater army leadership to maintain relationships built during these operations and reassure allies and partners of the United States' commitment to mutual goals for the region. An example can be gleaned from USERNORTH's response to Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria from August to November 2017, as discussed in Chapter 6. Relationships built during previous operations in CONUS gave credibility and enabled partnerships that contributed to mission success. Army forces must analyze the local capability and capacity to provide services, as well as determine the ability of other United States government agencies, international agencies, NGOs, and contractors to provide support. The goal is to transition responsibility for humanitarian issues to entities other than Army forces as quickly as possible. This requires prior planning and coordination. Once the transition is completed, the theater army should continue to maintain a connection and provide support whenever possible to those lead agencies or other nations within the limits of capability and in support of the GCC theater campaign plan. As the GCC and ASCC continuously consolidate gains, they maintain a persistent focus toward supporting cooperative relationships and retaining the initiative for competition on favorable terms with adversaries. This initiative must be focused and endure against ever-adapting adversaries who will continue to resist through all possible means. The following vignette describes Operation Lifeline in relief of the Muzaffarabad earthquake in Pakistan in October 2005. USENTCOM provided the JTF that assisted the Pakistan government and military with relief efforts and a United States Navy Expeditionary Strike Group with elements from throughout the joint community, including United States Army planners and medical support personnel, United States Air Force special operators, and others. This illustrates that even with two simultaneous JOAs in the U.S. CENTCOM AOR, it is possible to produce TSC gains that ASCCs should seek to consolidate. Vignette: Operation Lifeline Pakistan 2005. On Saturday 8, October 2005, a 7.6 magnitude earthquake struck northern Pakistan, killing approximately 73,000 people and destroying more than 400,000 homes. The largest earthquake in Pakistan's history displaced an estimated 3 million people and primarily affected two provinces, Northwest Frontier Province and Pakistan-controlled Kashmir. These areas are among the most difficult places in the world to reach, with mountainous terrain, limited roadways, and elevations that range from 4,000 to 14,000 feet. Ambassador to Pakistan Ryan Crocker saw an immediate strategic opportunity, recognizing that a United States response could greatly improve relations with Pakistan and ultimately pay dividends in the war against Al-Qaeda waging in Afghanistan at the time. Crocker contacted the commander of U.S. CENTCOM, General John Abizaid, who provided Navy Expeditionary Strike Group 1 under command of Admiral Mike Lefevre, and contacted Lieutenant General Carl Eikenberry at Coalition Forces Command Afghanistan for military support. Coalition Forces Command Afghanistan, having the most direct relationship with Pakistan at the time, helped coordinate for security and space for the Combined Disaster Assistance Center Pakistan, and provided immediate Army support to the mission, including planners, staff augmentation, and helicopters to transport personnel and relief supplies. USERCENT backfilled the Coalition Forces Command Afghanistan planners with a team of staff and planners and coordinated the movement of personnel and equipment to Karachi Port and north to Muzaffarabad. USERCENT coordination included Army and Marine Corps mobile hospitals, engineer support, and lift support. The United States' combined interagency efforts during Lifeline provided 370,000 people with relief supplies, treated 35,000 people for injuries, and inoculated 20,000 more. American military forces delivered more than 1,000 tons of relief supplies and 107 pieces of engineering equipment, while safely flying more than 5,900 relief missions. The effects of United States, FHA, and FDR on a beleaguered Pakistani population was tangible. The results of 6 months of relief efforts on perception and relationships improved popular opinion of the United States by more than 20%, and enabled connections between headquarters, leaders, and teams that only mutual goals and efforts can produce. These gains were consolidated, at least in the short term, by U.S. CENTCOM and USERCENT personnel that supported the operation and had an enduring presence in the region in the form of after-action reviews, updated standard operating procedures, and improved involvement in regional TSC, with partnerships built during the operation in support of the GCC campaign plan. Following the six-month operation, Expeditionary Strike Group 1 and the other elements of the Combined Disaster Assistance Center Pakistan transitioned back to their normal mission requirements. Coalition Forces Command Afghanistan was ultimately replaced by United States Forces Afghanistan as the NATO International Security Assistance Force mission to Afghanistan assumed the higher headquarters. U.S. CENTCOM and USERCENT remained as the enduring partners in the region, highlighting the importance of continuity to consolidation of gains. Consolidation of gains during limited contingency operations. During limited contingencies, the theater army supports operations in AJOA to consolidate gains continuously in order to maintain tempo and enable the transition from armed conflict. Activities to consolidate gains are conducted to eliminate the enemy's capability and will to resist, and are essential to exploiting tactical success and maintaining the initiative. Like shaping actions, consolidation of gains is a continuous activity with varying levels of intensity and a variety of tasks, including stability, security, and offensive operations against bypassed enemy formations. Theater Army continuously plans for and conducts consolidation of gains to reset the conditions for long-term deterrence and as the prelude to creating a new and improved security environment. In the event of local government collapse, the Theater Army supports the establishment of transitional public security and governance and the restoration of essential services. The Theater Army is essential to the orderly transition of authority to appropriate United States, international, interagency, or host nation forces or agencies. Theater Army and subordinate forces emphasize the establishment of transitional military authority that promotes or enhances post-conflict or post-crisis stabilization, resilience, civil security, and governance until the transfer of these activities to an appropriate authority. The Theater Army must focus on transitioning rapidly to reinforce and retain positions of advantage gained during armed conflict. Positions of advantage exist in the physical, human, and information dimensions of the operational environment. Consolidation of gains requires friendly forces to retain these positions of advantage to deter a return to armed conflict. The Theater Army is optimized for returning the theater to competition after armed conflict. Already organized for operations below armed conflict, the Theater Army resets the theater after cessation of hostilities and facilitates the return to competition on favorable terms. The Theater Army manages security cooperation, simultaneously protecting the delicate security situation by deterring escalation. The Theater Army seeks to transition areas under military control to appropriate host nation civil or military authority in support of the JFC. Based on the new security environment, the Theater Army revises its security cooperation plans and conducts security cooperation activities to build or restore partner, old and new, warfighting capabilities, able to counter the adversary's renewed subversion campaign, reconnaissance, unconventional warfare, and irregular warfare. These security cooperation activities should influence the opinions and attitudes of the local population in ways that deter a return to armed conflict. The Theater Army manages the uncertain security environment by ensuring combat power remains at appropriate levels within the theater to deter adversary aggression. The speed with which the Theater Army physically and virtually assists supported partner nations to restore stability and re-establish functioning security, safety, economic and communication systems, and infrastructure provides a cognitive window in which to conduct friendly information environment operations. Restoration of critical infrastructure returns an area to normalcy and helps to isolate adversaries from regaining popular support. The Theater Army also plans and conducts exercises and tests to demonstrate their capability and commitment to respond rapidly should escalation occur. Consolidation of gains during large-scale combat operations. During LISCO, the JTF and JFLIC manage consolidation of gains activities by designing and executing operations to shape security conditions in their OE in support of the JFC and given policy objectives. The theater army is integral to success and contributes to the campaign by providing responsive support from army capabilities to the joint force, allies, and partners as needed. The theater army, as the enduring presence in the area, builds upon and exploits gains by the JTF and JFLC after the joint force redeploys. The theater army avails itself of opportunities to develop deeper partner relationships, solidify basing and access agreements, and secure new sources and methods of intelligence collection, among other activities. These opportunities may occur inside the designated JOA or in the broader theater. Nevertheless, the theater army takes timely advantage of these opportunities for future application in other operational contexts, so as to maintain momentum and build upon what was accomplished during earlier operations. The theater army anticipates and requests additional combat forces and functional capabilities, and plans the mechanisms required to move those capabilities into theater. Critical to the consolidation of gains are consolidating activities that result in the establishment of transitional military authority and transitioning to civil authority. The theater army is the echelon responsible for establishing both. During the final phases of consolidating gains, the theater army retrogrades equipment, closes the JOA, plans and coordinates the redeployment of army forces, and revises its long-term security cooperation plan for the new post-conflict security environment. The transfer of an AO to a legitimate authority relieves the land force of various security and stability tasks and represents a transition from operations to consolidate gains to operations that shape the security environment and prevent conflict. As the Theater Army Headquarters coordinates the movement of most Army forces out of theater, it resumes the tasks necessary to sustain the gains consolidated during LISCO. Conditions on the ground and resources available determine what security and cooperation tasks have priority. Successful consolidation of gains activities in a specific operational area require the Theater Army to retrograde equipment, redeploy forces, and support the GCC Long-Term Security Cooperation Plan in order to facilitate the transition from conflict to competition on more favorable terms and further consolidate gains during competition. It is possible that Army forces occupy long-term garrisons to prevent a recurrence of hostilities, such as the occupation forces following the Second World War in Japan and Germany. Alternatively, there may be a more robust security cooperation arrangement involving training and equipping of forces, such as the arrangement in Kuwait following Operation Desert Storm. The following vignette demonstrates how the Theater Army supports operations to consolidate gains in LISCO. This example demonstrates how Third Army's presence in Kuwait and support following the Desert Storm campaign ensured stability and basing that led to the theater being set for operations in Iraq during the 1990s, Afghanistan in 2001, and Iraq during the opening stages of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Vignette: Post-Conflict Security Assistance in Kuwait. Operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm took place in a political environment marked by a global community, which colored the post-conflict environment. Prior to the war, the United States' presence in the region primarily consisted of security assistance centered in Saudi Arabia. In 1982, partially in response to the United States' challenges faced during the Desert One operation in Iran, the United States established U.S. CENTCOM as a unified command. At the same time, the Army reactivated Third Army as the ASCC for U.S. CENTCOM and USERCENT. USERCENT was located in Fort McPherson, Georgia. During the war, with U.S. CENTCOM acting as the JTF headquarters, USERCENT served as their Joint Force Land Component Command. Following the conflict, given widespread destruction in Kuwait and a continuing threat from Iraq, USERCENT established a forward presence in Kuwait. This presence oversaw reconstruction efforts and vastly expanded the security assistance footprint in Kuwait. Although the United States military training mission in Saudi Arabia remained a vital element of advisory capacity in the region, USERCENT's expanded involvement in the region enabled Kuwait to rebuild its military infrastructure, re-equip, and train. USERCENT also enabled post-conflict operations to contain Iraq and influence Iraqi behavior, such as Operation Vigilant Warrior in 1994, Operation Vigilant Sentinel in 1995, Operation Desert Strike in 1996, Operation Desert Thunder in 1997, and Operation Desert Fox in 1998. During each of these actions, USERCENT provided C2 of United States forces working to contain aggressive Iraqi posturing. The relationships built over the period following Operation Desert Storm and during the enforcement period set the conditions for the rapid deployment and movement of United States forces at the onset of Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2003.